In nearby Ferguson, Missouri, demonstrations and unrest have once again delayed the opening of school. Today, district officials announced that Ferguson won't start classes until August 25th. This morning, instead of being in the classroom, about 150 local teachers walked the streets. They were helping clean up from overnight clashes between protesters and police. NPR's Elise Hugh reports on this unusual professional development day.
Arthur Vambakeets should be teaching 8th grade civics. Instead, he's taking some civic action of his own, helping clean up the streets where his students live and hang out.
Well, our kids are off school, but we wanted to come and have professional development, and then part of the day we're going to come here and help pick up trash.
So far, as he and dozens of his fellow educators move down West Florissant Avenue, a street lined with boarded-up businesses, he's found broken glass, empty water bottles, and the occasional tear gas canister.
It says defense technology on it.
The unrest in this St. Louis area town straddles two school districts, Ferguson and Jennings. Since some Jennings schools border parts of the hub of street clashes and bursts of violence, the district called off classes early Tuesday morning. Officials notified parents with phone calls and text messages. Special ed teacher Maya Moore says the situation's too dangerous.
Our students have no buses in the district. We walk to school. So as a safety concern, our children come first.
It's also a district where a majority of students live below the poverty line. So many Jennings kids rely on free and reduced lunch that even though classes are canceled, the meals aren't.
We're one of several schools that are closed today, and we're probably the only school giving lunch.
Tiffany Anderson is the Jennings School District superintendent. She organized the teachers helping clean up, has kept meal deliveries going for students with special needs, and is making sure mental health services are at the ready.
Kids are facing challenges. This is unusual, but violence, when you have over 90% free reduced lunch, is not unusual. You know, last week I met with several high school students, some of whom were out here helping clean up. And, you know, we talked a little bit about how you express and have a voice in positive ways.
On neighborhood streets, young people are expressing themselves. Leslie Adams is 12. She's out of class because she's a Jennings student. With her mom nearby, she shows off a handmade sign decorated with pink glitter. It reads, "Hands up, don't shoot." The nightly police clashes happen around the corner from where she and her friends play.
At first, I was absolutely scared. Like, I was so scared. But then, since I was watching the news, I understood that it was history that was going on. And for my age and kids younger, we can grow up to learn our different histories about it.
The social studies teacher, Arthur Vambakeets, says he's going to be talking through the still unfolding civic event with his students.
There's definitely a class issue here, just as much as there is a race issue. So, you know, there has to be some kind of legislative action taken.
The calls for action range widely in this community. Demands of justice can mean so many things. Some locals want the county prosecutor replaced. Others call for the arrest of Darren Wilson, the police officer who shot and killed Michael Brown. The educators want to provide support during a difficult time.
We like to tell kids we're a lifeline, and that's really the message that we're given today. We're a lifeline, and everyone in this community is a lifeline.
This school year isn't starting out like the rest, but teachers hope some lasting lessons will come out of it. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Ferguson, Missouri.